verse, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is expressing the feelings of his heart towards the devotees.
那么在这里呢，至尊人格守神，他表达了自己对奉献者的情感。
So now, I don't suppose, does anyone have ninth canto in Mandarin?
有没有大家就是在座的有第九篇的圣典佛加瓦坛的？
Nobody? In Mandarin?
在中文的佛加瓦坛第九篇，大家家里有的或者是手里有的。
No, I mean here.
在这里，这里没有带哈，这里肯定是没有带。
At home in
在家里有。
It won't help. Okay, so you're forced.
没有。
Next time.
那我试一下哈，就直接看英文来读一下。
Okay, she will try. What's your name?
Krishna Premi. Krishna Premi.
Amy, Devi Dasi will attempt to do an instant translation of the purport.
之前没有看过，试着马上直接的翻译一下哈。由于 Durasamuni 想斥责 Maharaj Ambarish， 所以呢，这里我们可以理解他给至尊人格守神的内心带来了极大的痛苦，因为主说 Sadavo Hridayamaham， 纯粹的奉献者永远在我的心中。主的情感呢，就像是一个父亲的情感，当他的孩子在痛苦中的时候，他也同样的感到心痛，因为。因此呢，对于奉献者莲花族的冒犯是非常的严重的。Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 强烈的推荐说，一个人不应当在奉献者的莲花族下做出冒犯，这样的冒犯堪比是风向的冒犯，因为当一头风向进入了一个花园的时候，就会给这个花园带来灾难，践踏一切。因此一个人他会非常的小心谨慎，避免在纯粹的奉献者的莲花足下做出冒犯。事实上 Maharaj Ambarish 没有任何的错误， Durvasamuni 也没有必要的为了这样的一个非常简单的事情就斥责他，惩罚他。 Maharaj Parish 他Maharaj Ambarish他呢试图完成他的 Ekadasi Parana， 那么这是他去取悦至尊人格守神的分爱服务的一部分，因此他只喝了一点点水。但是由于 Durvasamuni 是一位非常伟大的玄秘的 Brahmana 婆罗门，他却不知道 Ambarish Maharaj 做了些什么。这就是纯粹的奉献者和所谓的伟达知识的饱学知识之间的区别。奉献者们永远的处于主的心中，毫无疑问从主那里得到所有的训示。这在 Bhagavad Gita 第十篇的第十一章中，主本人对此做出了确认。出于对他们的仁慈之心，我居于他们的心中，以知识的明灯，以知识的明灯驱除生于愚昧的黑暗。奉献者们，除了从至尊主那里得到训谕，他们不知道任何别的。正如这里所说的 Vaishnavira Kriya Mudra Vigyanahana Bihaya，即便是最博学的人或者最富有经验的人，也不可能理解 Vaishnava 奉献者的行为举止，不能了解一位纯粹奉献者的行为。因此谁也不应该去斥责一位纯粹的 Vaishnava 奉献者。一位 Vaishnava 奉献者，他了解自己在做什么，无论他做什么都是正确的，因为他永远在至尊人格守神的指导之下。 Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna， let me just read the verse again。
现在我把诗节再读一遍。
Sadava Sadava Hridayam Mayam Sadunam Hridayam Tvaham Madanyate Najananti Naham tebyo managa pi. I'll just read the translation, then you can do the. The pure devotee is always within the core of my heart, and I'm always in the heart of the pure devotee. My devotees do not know anything else but me, and I do not know anyone else but them.
纯粹的奉献者永远的在我的心中，我也永远的在纯粹的奉献者心中。除了我之外，我的奉献者不了解任何事物。啊，除了他们之外，我不了解任何人。
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharne Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pastyatya Deshatarne Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yes, so now, devotees, are you familiar with this story?
奉献者们，大家对于这个故事熟悉呢？
You know the basic story, what happened between Maharaj Ambarish and Durvasa Muni?
那你们知不知道这个 Maharaj Ambarish 和 Durvasa Muni 之间都发生了些什么？对于这段逍遥时光，你们熟悉吗？
Okay, anyway. Well, let me just extremely briefly tell you.
那我现在非常简短的跟大家概述一下这个故事的来龙去脉。
Is that...Durvasa Muni visited the palace of Maharaj Ambarish.
Durvasa Muni 去往 Ambarish Maharaj 的宫殿去拜访他。
And you know there is a system of etiquette when a visitor comes to visit you.
那当一个拜访者来见你的时候呢，这个时候要遵循一定的礼仪。
You must offer.Some sweet words.
你必须呢用非常美好的甜蜜的话来迎接他。
Then a place to sit.
啊，给他一个非常舒服的安坐的地方。
Then some water to drink.
然后给他喝一些水。
And then something to eat.
然后给他一些食物。
You're aware of that.
那么就是这样。
And if you've got nothing to eat, then at least offer some water, a place to sit, and some sweet words.
那你如果说碰巧没有任何的食物可以给你的客人奉上，那么你至少呢可以给他一些水喝，然后呢说一些非常动听美好的语言。
If you've got nothing to eat and no water to drink, at least a place to sit and some sweet words.
那至如果说连水都没有的话呢，那至少呢给他一个非常舒适。是的，可以安坐的这个地方，同时呢，对他说一些非常优美的话。
If you got nothing to eat, nothing, no water to drink, and nowhere to sit, at least some sweet words.
那至少要是连食物、连水、连坐的这个地方都没有呢，那就说一些非常优美的话，去迎接他。
If you got nothing to eat, nothing to drink, nowhere to sit, and you can't even eat,offer any sweet words, well, then you are sort of, you failed completely.
那如果说呢，你呢，就是没有食物，也没有水，也没有一个非常舒适的一个座位，甚至连非常美好的甜蜜的话你都说不出来，那就说明作为主人你是完全的失败了。
Okay, so Durvasa Muni came in.And Maharaj Ambarish was just finishing a big Ekadasi fast.
那么这个时候呢 ，Durvasa Muni 呢就进了 Ambarish 的这个宫殿。这个时候 ，Ambarish Maharaj 呢，他刚刚完成了 Ekadasi 的戒食。
And his idea was to offer the results of that fast for the benefit of all of his citizens.
那当时他是这样想的，他想把这个Ekadasi 的这个戒食的结果呢， 作为一个供奉，那供奉给至尊人格神手，这样呢就可以为他的国民，他的所有臣民带来福祉。
And there were millions and maybe billions of citizens, huge number. So it was very important that everything be done and finished properly.
那么当时呢，安巴瑞什马哈拉吉拥有一个非常巨大的王国，里面的臣民呢千千万万，所以对他来说非常完整的完成这个 Ekadasi 的戒食，并且供奉呢是极为重要的。
So he had like about half an hour.Or maybe less than half an hour to finish the fast and do the final sorts of rituals and things.
那么这个时候他戒食的时间呢，只剩下不到半个小时了。然后最后剩下的就是一个非常重要的，作为结束的一个仪式。
And in came Devasamuni.
但是这个时候呢，多巴萨穆尼进来了。
And he was forced to offer him.Something to eat and the different things we mentioned.
所以呢，这个时候客人进来了，他就被迫，就像我们刚才说的一样，他得给他的客人奉上刚才说的这一些。
And Devasamuni said, "Yes, I would love something to eat."
那多巴萨穆尼说，是啊，我很想吃点东西。
What's your favorite prasadam?
你们最喜欢吃的 prasadam 是什么
？What's your favorite?
你最喜欢的 prasadam 是什么？
Don't tell me noodles.
你别跟我说面条。
What is it?
是什么 ？Subji and dessert.
What subji? There's many
subji. Subji 是各种各样的，哪一种 subji 呢
？Sweet rice.
那不是 subji.
An intelligent person.
真聪明，甜奶饭是 subji 吗？
Okay. So yeah, he was enthusiastic, but then he said, "Thing is, I have to take bath first."
然后呢，他也非常的高兴。但是这个多巴萨穆尼就是说，但是我得到河里先沐浴一下。
So you know, if he went and took bath, and then came back and ate the meal, it would take more than half an hour.
那你想，如果说你去河里沐浴，然后回来再去荣耀菩萨的，那这个时间肯定是要超过半个小时了。
And Maharaj Ambarish would not have been able to finish the Ekadasi properly within the right time.
那么这个Ambarish Maharaj 这样一来呢，可能就会错过完成 Ekadasi 整个仪式的一个最佳的时间。
So the Ekadasi would have been sort of like wasted.
那这样呢，他所戒食的这个 Ekadasi 就给浪费了。
So off went Devasamuni to take a bath.
那么这样呢，多巴沙穆尼就去沐浴了。
And what is Maharaj Ambarish going to do?
那这个时候 Ambarish Maharaj 该怎么办呢？
He's got to break the fast.
这个时候他得打破戒食。
But he cannot eat before the guest eats.
但是在客人进食之前，主人是不能吃的。
So there's a difficult situation.
所以呢，他就落入了两难之境。
So he asked some of his Brahmin advisors, "What should I do?"
所以呢，他去请教他的一些非常博学的婆罗门的朋友。
And they said, "What you should do is you should drink some water."
那这个婆罗门呢，就对他说，你可以喝点水。
So you will break the fast, but you will not eat something, so it will not be an offense.
他说呢，你这样呢，既打破了这个戒食，但是呢，又没有吃任何的食物，这样呢，就不会冒犯了。
You follow?
你们能听得明白吗？
In this way, yeah, it would be completed successfully, but.There would be no aparad against the guest.
所以呢，这样子呢，他这个 Ekadasi 就成功的做到了。但是与此同时，因为他又没有吃什么实际的食物呢，他又不会对他的客人有冒犯。
So he did that. He drank some water.
所以他就这样做了，他喝了点水。
Ekadasi was finished properly.
那这样子呢，他就非常完美的完成了他的 Ekadasi。
Durvasamuni came back。
这个时候 ，Durvasamuni 就回来了。
But by his mystical powers, he understood Maharaj Ambarish had taken something。
那么 Durvasamuni 呢，他是一个玄秘，他有神通，那么所以他很快。So, 他就知道了 Ambarish Maharaj 他已经喝了水。
So Durvasamuni got very upset.
那这个时候呢 Durvasamuni 呢非常的不高兴。
We mentioned a bit about Durvasamuni on the Parikrama. I don't know if you remember.
我们在这个 Parikrama 绕拜的时候，我们讲了一些有关 Durvasamuni 的故事，不知道大家还有记不记得
？You remember that?
你们记得吗
？We were in Gora Daha.
我们在 Goradaha 那里。
You remember?
还记得吗
？The boy, the demi, young demigod tried to cut the hair of Durvasamuni.
啊，那么这个一个非常年轻的一个半神人呢，试图要剪掉 Durvasamuni 的头发。
Durvasamuni cursed him to become a crocodile.
然后 Durvasamuni 就诅咒了对方，诅咒他成为一条鳄鱼。
You remember that?
还记得吗
？Okay, I hope so. Okay, so yeah, Durvasamuni. He then cursed that. Yeah, he cursed the boy. And Durvasamuni is like that.He curses people regularly.
那么 Durvasamuni 呢？这样子他就诅咒了那个年轻的半神人那个男孩。那 Durvasamuni 本性就是这样的，他总是不停地诅咒别人。
He probably cursed a few of us here.
他也许也诅咒了我们在座的几个人。
Why are you not sitting properly?
为什么你们没有坐正呢？没有好好的坐着呢
？I curse you.
他说你坐的不端正，我诅咒你。他可能会。
Something like probably curse me for sitting like this.
我希望我这样做不会得到他的诅咒。
Here's what we call in English. I don't know how it'll translate into Mandarin. He is what we might call a serial curser.
那么就是说，不知道翻译成中文怎么样。不过试一下，意思就好像是。连环诅咒者。
Does that make sense?
不知道有明不明白。
He curses and curses.
他就不断的，就像连环杀手，他不断的诅咒，一个接一个，一个接一个。
Anyway, so he cursed Maharaj Ambarish, and with the curse he tried to kill him.
然后呢，他就这样诅咒了 Ambarish Maharaj， 并且他想通过这个诅咒呢，就杀死对方。
But the Supreme Personality of Godhead was not happy about that.
至尊人格守神对他的这个行为极度的不满。
So he sent the Sudarshan Chakra to kill Durvasamuni.
所以呢，他就释放了他的Sudarshan Chakra， 就是他的神碟，试图要杀死这个 Durvasamuni。
And Durvasamuni had to run.
那 Durvasamuni 呢，只能逃之夭夭。
And he went and approached different demigods and people and asked them, you know, can you protect me from the Sudarshan Chakra?
然后他就找到了不同的人，然后不同的半神人，想祈求这个祝福，想让对方来保护他不受这个 Sudarshan Chakra 神碟的伤害。
But then they told him, it is the weapon of the Supreme Lord.So we cannot help you. You have to approach him.
那么但是他们都对他说呢，我们是保护不了你的，因为这个神碟是由至尊人格守神释放的，你必须要直接找到他才行。
So he went to the Supreme Lord, and he appealed for protection.
所以呢，他就来到了至尊主的面前，一再的哀求，希望得到他的保护。
And you know what the Supreme Lord said?
那你们知道至尊主说了什么
？Supreme Lord said that. Well, he said to the Supreme Lord, he said, "You have a very kind heart, and when people surrender to you, you are very kind to them. So I'm surrendering to you."
那多瓦什穆尼呢？他是对这个至尊主是这样说的。他说：“你是非常的仁慈的。”任何人只要是皈依了你臣服于你的话你就会保护他那我现在呢全心的皈依在你的莲花足下
So be merciful to me with your merciful heart.
他说您就对我仁慈吧。
And the Supreme Personality of Godhead gave a very extraordinary reply.
那么至尊主呢，他就给了一个非凡的回答。
He said, "You're right."
他说你说的对。
I have a very merciful heart.
的确，我的心非常的慈悲。
But there is a serious problem with my heart.
但是我的心有一个非常严重的问题。
You know what the problem is with the heart of the Lord?
你知道吗？这个主的这个心的这个问题是什么
he said, the problem with my heart is, I do not have it any longer.
I do not
possess it any longer.
Oh, I do not have it. Okay, 他说呢，他的意思就是说呢，我的心现在有一个问题，因为我的心再也不属于我了。
I gave it away.
我已经把我的心给出去了。
I gave it to my devotees.
我已经把我的心给了我的奉献者。
So if you want some mercy from my merciful heart, you have to approach the devotees.
那如果你想从我仁慈的心里得到一丝仁慈的话，那你就去找我的奉献者吧。
In this case, you have to go back to Maharaj Ambarish, who you offended, and apologize to him and beg him for some mercy.
所以说呢，因为你呢冒犯了 Maharaj Ambarish, 所以呢你现在就应当来到他的莲花足下，向他祈求宽恕，这样呢他可能会给你仁慈。
So, this verse we just read, it comes just before he tells Devasamuni, go back to Maharaj Ambarish.
所以呢，就是这个诗节，就是在这个至尊主对 Devasamuni 说，让他回到 Ambarish Maharaj 那里去祈求宽恕。
So this is a very important part of Krishna consciousness.
所以这就是 Krishna 知觉当中非常关键的部分。
If we offend devotees, well, offenses to devotees are called the mad elephant offense.
那如果说我们冒犯了奉献者的话，那我们对奉献者的这种冒犯就叫风向的冒犯。
And you know, a mad elephant is very dangerous.
风向是极其危险的。
You know, we have elephants here, you must have seen them.
那你们见过，我们这里有大象。
They are sort of tame elephants.
他们还是被驯服的大象。
But they're very dangerous.
但是也是非常的危险的。
You have to be very careful with them.
你们得非常小心翼翼地对待他们。
Our devotees were doing padyatra around India in the 1980s.
在八十年代的时候，我们的这些奉献者们曾经在印度各地进行 padyatra 徒步绕拜。
And they had one elephant with them.
那当时他们带了一头大象。
And the elephant didn't like it when anyone walked in front of him.
但是呢，要是任何人走在这个大象的面前，大象就很不高兴，会发脾气。
If someone in the padyatra party walked in front as they're walking down the road, the elephant would flick the person with her trunk.
啊，那如果说有谁在这个走在路上的时候挡到了他的这个前面，这个大象就会非常生气的用长长的鼻子把这个人撂到一边去。
So one day they were leaving one village.
然后有一天呢，我们就离开了一个村庄。
And one kirtan party from the village came with them as they were leaving.
那么当他们启程出发的时候，村子里面有一个 kirtan 的一个队伍，就是唱诵圣名的这个队伍，就跟随着他们。
And there was one very enthusiastic old man. He was dancing wildly.
有一个老人呢，他非常热情的，像疯了一样的狂喜的跳着舞。
And he went in front of the elephant.
然后呢，就来到了这头大象的前面。
And the elephant flicked him with her trunk.
那大象就用它的长长的鼻子把它撂到了一边。
And he went back.
然后他就回去了。
But then he came in front again.
但是呢， 他又回到了这个大象的前面，又在他前面跳舞了。
And she flicked him with her trunk.
然后用这个大用长长的这个鼻子呢，又把他推到了一边。
And he went back.
然后他又回来了。
Then he came in front a third time.
第三次的时候，他又来到了大象的面前面。
This time she did not flick him with her trunk.
这一次呢，他就没有用他的这个长鼻子把这个老人把他推到一边去。
She picked him up with her trunk.
她用这个长鼻子把他整个的卷起来了，把他抬到了那个半空中。
And threw him on the road.
把他扔到了路上。
And trod on him.
甚至把他踩到他的身上了。
And you know what happens when an elephant treads on you?
那你知道这个大象要是一脚踩在你的身上会发生什么吗
？Goloka Vrindavan Dham.
那就立刻就去了 Goloka Vrindavan Dham 了，无忧心秀了。
That's what happened.
那就
He died.
就是这样了，他就死了。
So you got to watch out. You watch out for elephants.
你得非常非常的小心，大象来的时候一定要小心。
So if you offend a devotee, it's called a mad elephant offense.
所以当你冒犯了奉献者的话，那种冒犯就叫疯象的冒犯。
And Lord Chaitanya, he emphasized a lot that we must not offend devotees.
所以呢？关于这一点，就是主解天亮马哈帕布是一再的去强调，说我们绝对不能冒犯奉献者。
Rather, we must serve the devotees.
相反，我们应当非常认真的去服务于奉献者。
And we must glorify the devotees.
应当去荣耀奉献者。
And in this way, we cultivate, we develop a mood of devotion.
这样呢，我们就可以培养出一种奉爱的心态。
In Chaitanya Bhagavat, there's the story of the Lord Chaitanya's Mahaprakash Lila.
那么在 Chaitanya Bhagavat 里面有这个关于主 Chaitanya 的
Mahaprakash Lila. Means the pastime of the great revelation, great enlightenment.
啊，也就是说呢。非常伟大的这种启迪的这个一段逍遥时光。
So Lord Chaitanya was revealing that he is God.
那就是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他揭示了他自己的真实身份，就是至尊主。
To the different devotees who were there.
他对于这个当时在场的不同的这个奉献者，展示了他至尊主的真实身份。
And one of them was Haridas Thakur.
那其中在场的一位奉献者就是 Haridas Thakur.
And he glorified Haridas Thakur so much.
他一再的去高度的荣耀了Haridas Thakur.
You have so much bhakti.
他说你有那么多的 bhakti 奉爱。
You just have so much love and devotion in your heart.
他说你的心中充满着奉献和爱。
Then Lord Chaitanya told a story.
然后接下来呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就讲了一个故事。
We will tell you the story now.
我们现在给大家讲这个故事。
Are you ready?
你们准备好了吗
？Are you awake?
你们醒着吗？还是还在睡觉呢
？Are you sure you're awake?
你们真的现在是很清醒的吗
？If you're not awake, put your hand up.
如果呢在打瞌睡就请举手。
If you're asleep.
如果在睡觉的奉献者们请举手。
Okay, so Lord Chaitanya, he told the story from Srimad Bhagavatam of when Lord Krishna entered.Left Vrindavan and entered Mathura.
那么呢，就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他就讲了这一段 Krishna 的这个逍遥时光，就是Krishna 他离开了 Vrindavan， 去到这个 Mathura 的这一段。
You know that story?
你们知道这段故事吗？这段逍遥时光吗
？He met different people.
他呢，当时就是见了不同的人，和他们告别。
As he's entering Mathura.
就是当他进入了这个 Mathura 的时候，他见了不同的人。
First of all, he met a laundry man.
他一开始呢，就是遇到了一个洗衣工。
Then he met a garland maker.
然后他又遇到了一个做花环的人。
Okay, so now he, Krishna, Balaram, cowherd boys, they're moving through the streets of the city.
那么 Krishna 和 Balaram 呢？牧牛童们，他们就经过了这个街道。
And they met this laundry man.
然后呢，他们就遇到了这个洗衣工。
And he had a big basket full of very high class clothing.
他有一篮子的品质特别好的衣服要洗。
This was some of the clothes of King Kamsa.
这是 Kamsa 的，其中有一些衣服就是国王 Kamsa 国王的这个衣服。
And the laundryman had just washed them and ironed them, and now he's returning them back to the palace.
那么这个洗衣工呢，这个时候把这些衣服都已经洗好了，也熨平了，然后要把它送到宫殿去，送还给国王。
And Krishna walked up to him.
然后 Krishna 呢就走到他的跟前。
And Krishna said, "Oh, look at these nice clothes you have."
那 Krishna 他说，你看呢，你这一篮子的衣服真的是太好了。
Oh, wouldn't you like to give them to us cowherd boys?
能不能把这些衣服送给我们的牧牛童呢
？Yes.
可以吗？
You know, when you're distributing books, you must do like this.
那当你们去派书的时候，你们也应当这样去做。
You want to take a book, yes?
你想拿一本书吗？你想接受一本书吗？
Yes.
是不是这个学问对
方？ You tell them they want to take a book.
你其实你是在告诉他们说你应当拿一本书，说你要拿一本书吗？是这样。
So Krishna is a good book distributor.
所以呢 ，Krishna 他是一个很好的派书健将。
So he said.You would like to give us some of these clothes, wouldn't you? Yes.
他说是不是啊？你会把你的这些好衣服都送给我们的，对吧
？Unfortunately, the laundry man was not so nice.
但是呢，不幸的就是这个洗衣工呢不太好。
So he said, "No, these are the king's clothes."
他就坚决的拒绝了。他说不给你。这是国王的衣服。
You little boys from the forest, you want some new clothes?
你从森林里来的这些牧牛童，难道也想要新衣服？
Go back to the forest, get some leaves and tree bark, and make clothes out of them.
回到森林里去捡一些树枝树皮吧，做成衣服披在身上就好了。
Krishna did not appreciate that.
那 Krishna 一定是非常生气的。
See, Krishna is very sensitive to how we treat him.
所以呢，就是说我们对待这个 Krishna 的这个方式，其实 Krishna 他是非常的敏感的。
And he's even more sensitive to how we treat the devotees.
那我们对待奉献者的方式呢，其实更加对他来说是更为敏感的。
So he didn't appreciate the attitude of the laundry man towards the cowherd boys.
所以呢，这个洗衣工呢，对于这些牧牛童是这样的一个心态，这样的一个态度，这一点呢，让 Krishna 特别的生气，他非常的不欣赏。
So Krishna slapped him in the face.
Krishna 呢就打了他一耳光。
And you know what happened?
你知道他挨了这一耳光发生了什么
？The man's head fell off.
他的这个脑袋就掉下来了。
Did you ever slap someone in the face?
你们有没有夸过任何人的耳光
？Or did someone slap you?
或者挨了别人的耳光有吗？
Someone slapped you before? But Krishna didn't slap you. You got to watch out, Krishna.
你得相信啊 ，Krishna 会不会打你的耳光呢
？So that was the end of the washerman.
所以呢，这个洗衣工呢，就这样的一命呜呼了。
And Krishna and the cowherd boys and Balaram, they took all the clothes and they put on these.Clothes and they felt really good.
然后 Krishna 呢和 Balaram 还有这些牧牛童就把这所有的这些衣服都穿上了，感觉特别的好。
So anyway, Lord Chaitanya is telling the story.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他就讲了这个故事。
And he makes a very interesting point.
在这里呢，他指出了一个非常有意思的要点。
He says that actually that laundryman for many lifetimes had been performing severe austerities so he could see God.
他说呢，这个洗衣工呢，其实他已经做了生生世世的苦行了，目的就是为了他能够亲眼见到神。
And now he saw God.
那他现在呢，真的是见到了神了。
But Lord Chaitanya said that even though he said God, saw God, because he had no devotion, because his heart was hard, he couldn't appreciate.
那么 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说呢，因为呢他的内心没有任何的奉献之情、奉爱之情，所以即便是他亲眼见到了至尊主、见到了神，他的心中呢也没有丝毫的感恩之情。
So he offended Krishna, and we don't even know what happened to him when he died, but it doesn't seem that it was very good.
那么这样他就冒犯了主 Krishna， 我们也不知道他死后的这个下场是什么，但是看来他这个结果并不好。
So we must be careful not to maintain, not to keep hard hearts.
所以呢，我们要非常的小心。不要让自己的心肠变得那么的硬。
What does it mean? What is sort of like the essence of a hard heart?
那么一颗非常坚硬的心是怎样的呢？
The essence of a hard heart can be summed up in one word.
那我们可以用一个词来形容坚硬的心。
Me.
我。
Or three words.
或者是三个字。
I, me, mine.
这个英文里面主格和宾格是两个字，所以呢，中文来说就是我和我的。
Generally, this is how people think. Any situation, what will be the result for me?
所以呢，这种呢，心肠像岩石一般坚硬的人，他们就是这样的，不管在任何情况下，脑子里只有自己，或者是我，或者是我的。
And that selfishness, being focused on me, it makes the heart hard.
那就是这样的一种非常自私的，以自我为中心的一种心态，使他的心变得非常的坚硬。
Then we can't develop love for Krishna.
那么心如此的坚硬，就不可能培养出对 Krishna 的爱。
Or the devotees.
或者是对其他的奉献者的爱。
And we may commit some offenses.
那这个时候就有可能有一些冒犯了。
But, if the devotees, if one really tries very hard to cultivate consciousness of Krishna.
那如果一个奉献者他非常努力的去培养一种 Krishna 知觉的话，
Then the heart becomes very soft.
这个时候他的心就会变得柔软。
And when Krishna sees you have a soft heart full of love for him and the devotees, Krishna becomes very happy with you.
那当 Krishna 看到你的心如此的柔软，充满着对他以及对奉献者的这种爱的时候， Krishna 就会对你非常的满意，他会非常的高兴。
I want to tell you another story.
我还想给大家讲一个故事。
Is that okay?
可以吗？
It's about Lord Chaitanya.
这个故事呢，也是有关于主 Chaitanya 的。
You know, when I was there in the Jagannath Temple the other night, two nights ago, I think, and we told some stories about Lord Chaitanya.
两天之前，在那个晚上呢，我是在 Jagannath 庙里面，然后我们在那里讲了有关主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的故事。
And I told one story, just very, very short, right at the end.
我就是在最后的时候讲了一个小小的故事。
About a devotee called Mukunda.
我讲了关于一个奉献者，这个奉献者的名字叫 Mukunda， 就讲了他的故事。
Do you remember?
你们还记得吗？
Do you have good memories?
你们记忆力怎么样？记忆力好吗？
Anyway, okay. So this Mukunda, he was very nice devotee.
Mukunda 是一个非常好的奉献者。
His main service was leading kirtan.
他最主要的这个奉献服务呢，就是带领 kirtan。
You have some good kirtan singers in China.
你们在中国是不是也有一些非常好的 kirtan 的领唱高手呢
？Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, who's the best kirtan leader here?
在座的哪一位是最好的领唱者 ？Janaka.
Janaka, is that Janaka?
是不是 Janaka？ 你是最好的。
Okay.
领唱者。
Well, look, you know, when Mukunda would sing, sometimes rocks would melt.
当 Mukunda 他引吭高歌的时候，石头都会融化。
Did the rocks ever melt when Janaka sang?
Janaka 唱的时候，石头有没有融化
？Not usually.
不会吧？通常不会融化吧
？Sometimes.
有的时候会融化。
Anyway, it's okay. It's just a joke.
我只是开玩笑而已。
Panic. So, but one day Lord Chaitanya became very upset with him.
但是呢，有一天主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 对他很不满。
And he said, "I don't want to see him again, ever."
他说呢，我再也不想见到他了。
Not just today, not just this week or this year, but ever, never.
他说的不是今天或者这星期，或者是今年不见他，他指的是再也不见穆昆达了。
So it's a very interesting story. I want to tell you now.
这个故事很有意思，我现在想给大家讲一讲。
But there's one problem.
但是这里有一个问题。
You have to be awake.
你们得保持清醒，不能打瞌睡。
We could do a little Vaishnava exercise.
我们可以做一点 Vaishnava 的练习。
Let's do a Vaishnava exercise.
好，让我们来做 Vaishnava 奉献者的练习吧。
Put your hands in the air.
把这个手。
Everyone, all your hands.
大家把所有的手都举起来。
If you have more than two, put them up.
要是不只有两条胳膊，就全都举起来。
And take a deep breath.
深深的吸气。
And then say after me very loud.
然后大声的跟我念。
After me.
跟着我，在我念完之后。
Ganga. Listen. I said loudly.
听好哈，我是高声的念的。
Ganga. Not too bad.
还不算糟糕，不错。
At least you're awake.
至少醒过来了。
So this story. There, I'll tell you the story. But at the end of the story, there are two blessings.
我要给大家讲这个故事，在这个故事的最后呢，有两个祝福。
First blessing.
第一个祝福。
Anyone who hears the story of Mukunda will sing with him.
那任何一个聆听到了关于 Mukunda 的这个故事的人，就会和他一起歌唱。
And he's always singing with Lord Chaitanya, so it means you'll sing with him with Lord Chaitanya.
因为 Mukunda 呢，他始终的和主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在一起，在他的身边歌唱，所以呢，其实也就意味着你一直跟主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在一起，和他们一起歌唱。
Anyone who feels happiness by hearing this narration will certainly meet Lord Chaitanya face to face.
任何一个聆听了 Mukunda 的故事，内心感觉到无比的喜悦的人，就会面对面的见到主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Haribol, that's nice.
非常好。
Therefore, you should listen carefully.
所以你们现在要认真的聆听。
Okay, so.Lord Chaitanya at that time, every night was having kirtan the whole night in the house of Srivas Thakur.
那么那个时候呢，每天晚上主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 都会和奉献者们在一起，在 Srivas Thakur 的家里唱诵。
We were there yesterday morning.
我们昨天早上就在那里。
Do you remember?
你们还记得吗？
You remember something, yeah?
你们记得吧？还记得一些东西吧
？Okay, yeah, that's just a joke too. So, okay, yeah, they'd have kirtan all night.
所以呢，他们一个通宵都在唱诵。
But one morning.
那有一天清
晨。Well, actually, no. It was the day Lord Chaitanya did that Mahaprakash Lila, and he was revealing himself to all the devotees.
就是那一天呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他就上演了他的 Mahaprakash Lila， 也就是说，向所有的奉献者一一的揭示了他的真实的身份。
He called them all one by one。
啊，他就把他奉献者们一个一个的叫到了跟前。
You remember he called Sridhar from his house a long way away。
啊，他就把 Sridhar从很大老远的这个地方也叫到了跟前。
And Sridhar fainted, and they had to carry Sridhar.
那 Sridhar 呢？他喜乐的晕了过去，然后奉献者们呢，得把他抬起来。
So he called everyone from different places.
所以呢，他就把不同的奉献者从不同的地方都召集到了跟前。
But he didn't call Mukunda.
但是呢，他没有叫 Mukunda.
And at the end, Srivas.Whose place it was, Srivas said, you know, my lord, I think you just forgot Mukunda.
那么那个时候呢 ,Srivas, 就是奉献者都在 Srivas 的家里 Kirtan, 那主人 Srivas 就说我亲爱的主啊我想你可能把一个人给遗漏了。
So please, call Mukunda.
他说你去叫 Mukunda 吧。
And Lord Chaitanya said, no.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就说不。
I'm not going to call Mukunda.
我不会叫他来的。
Actually, I don't want to see him again ever.
实际上呢，我永远都不想见这个人了，我不想见 Mukunda 了。
And Srivas was astonished, but why could this be?
那 Srivas 呢就感到非常的震惊，为什么主永远都不想见 Mukunda 了呢？
He's such a nice devotee.
他是一个这么出色的奉献者。
He sings so nicely.
他的歌声那么的动听。
Even better than Janaka.
比 Janaka 的声音还好听。
But Lord Chaitanya said, no, just tell him.I'll never see him again, ever, ever.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说不，我不叫他。你告诉他说，我永远都不想见他了。
And Srivas asked why.
Srivas 就问道为什么。
Mukunda was just nearby, and he heard this, and he was very upset.
那 Mukunda 呢就在附近，当他听到了主 Chaitanya 这么说的话，他心里难过极了。
So the thing is, the problem, there was a particular problem with Mukunda.
那这个 Mukunda 呢，他也是有一个问题。
He lived in what they call an extended family.
他呢，这个是属于，就是说，亲属是 extended family of.
Yeah, means
就是相当于他是一个亲属。
His parents,their brothers and sisters.
他就是家里面呢一大家子子，就是跟他的亲属们都居住在一起。
His uncles and aunts,
父母啊，叔叔啊，
cousins,
阿姨呀、啊、
all living in one house.
表兄啊，表弟呀、啊，反正是一大家子都住在一起，住在一个房子里。
And they were some of them or many of them were not devotees.
然后他家里有一些人，有一些亲属呢，不是奉献者。
And you know they were sort of preachers.
他们就好像是传教士。
But some of them were preaching Mayavad.
他们也算是传教士，但是传播的是 Mayavadi 的教学。
Some of them were preaching demigod worship.
有一些人呢，就极力的去推崇传播。半神人的崇拜
different ideas
所以呢他们各有各的想法
and Mukunda did not want to get in arguments with them
那 Mukunda 呢也不想跟他们争论
so if they ever said anything to him he'd just agree
所以呢不管他们对他说什么呢他就假装是同意
it's all one
他说都是一个
Mukunda would say, yes, yes, very good.
对，是的，是的，一切都是一个。
Durgastu Bhagavan Swayam. Durga is the Supreme Lord.
那么有人说呢，就是 Durga 就是至尊主，
Jai,
女神。
He would say, Jai Durga.
他说 Jai Durga, Durga 女神。
You know, whatever they said, he'd just agree just to get rid of them.
反正不管他们说什么，他就答应，他就同意，就是为了呢，就不想跟他们有任何的瓜葛。
But he didn't really agree with them.
但是实际上他心里呢是反对的。
He acted like that to avoid arguments.
他只是说表面上这样子表示同意呢，就是为了避免跟他们进入到这种无谓的争论之中。
But Lord Chaitanya didn't like it.
但是呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 对他的这个行为呢，感到很不高兴。
So he told Srivas.
所以他就对 Srivas 说了。
This Mukunda, he is like a person who approaches you with a nice flower in one hand.
嗯，他说这个 Mukunda 呢，就好像是那种人，来到你的面前，一只手拿着一朵鲜花。
But in his other hand, behind his back, he has a hammer.
嗯，然后呢，在他的这个另外一只手藏在背后呢，拿着 hammer，、就是一个锤子。
Bang, bang, right.
就是又另外一只手藏着一个锤子，
yeah.
藏在身后。
So you accept the flower and you think, oh, very nice.
所以呢，当你去接受这个鲜花的时候，你觉得这个人真好。
But then he hits you with the hammer.
但是他用另外一只手用这个锤子把你给砸倒。
So I don't like this Mukunda.
所以我很不喜欢这个 Mukunda.
And I never want to see him again.
那这个人呢，我是再也不想见了。
So Mukunda was just there. He heard all this. He was crying.
所以呢 ，Mukunda 他听到了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的话呢，就一直的难过的哭泣。
And he asked Srivas.
然后他就对 Srivas 说
，Please appeal to the Lord that I can at least see him sometime in the future.
他说呢，请你替我向主哀求一下吧。无论如何，请允许我。在某一个时刻能够见到他。
So Srivas went back to Lord Chaitanya.
那么 Srivas 呢就回去了，然后来到了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 那里。
Please see him at least sometime later.
然后他就求情道说，请您千万去见见他吧，至少
Lord Chaitanya
一次也好。
Lord Chaitanya said, "All right, all right."
而 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说，好吧，好吧。
He can see me.
他可以见我。
After 10 million lifetimes.
他说一千万个生生世世之后，他可以见我。
Mukunda heard that.
然后 Mukunda 就听到了。
He became ecstatic.
他立刻的陶醉了，陷入了狂喜。
He was just jumping and dancing.
跳到了空中，然后翩翩起舞，在地上打滚。
And he was just crying out, "I will see the Lord! I will see the Lord!"
啊，然后呢，欢喜的高声的叫道，哦，我终于能够见到主了，我终于能见到主了。
You know, he was not thinking that 10 million lifetimes.
因为他当时并没有特意的去想，那是一千万个生世。
He just thought, "I'll see the Lord."
他只是想着，哦，我终于有机会能够见到主了。
So Lord Chaitanya heard this.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，后来就听到了他的这个话。
He asked, "What's going on out there?"
他说在那里怎么了？发生了什么
？And Srivas said, "It is Mukunda. He's so happy that you'll see him after 10 million lifetimes."
那么 Srivas 他Srivas 呢，就是说，那个在跳舞的高声的呼喊的是 Mukunda， 因为他听说你愿意在一千个生世之后见他，他特别的高兴。
And Lord Chaitanya said, "Oh, just bring him now."
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说，那好吧，把他现在就带来。
So they brought Mukunda in.
所以他们就把这个 Mukunda 给带进来了。
And Lord Chaitanya said, "Actually, I was just testing you."
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说呢，我只是想考验一下你。
But you passed the test.
不过呢，你通过了我的考验。
And he blessed him that you'll always be with me and you'll always sing with me.
然后他就给了他一个祝福，说你永远都能见到我，永远的能够和我一起歌唱。
And the blessing was.
那么这个祝福是这样的。
Anyone who hears the story of Mukunda and doesn't fall asleep will sing with him.
任何一个聆听了 Mukunda 的故事，但是没有打瞌睡的人，就能够跟他一起歌唱。
And
然后接下来还有一个祝福。
Anyone who feels happiness by hearing this story will certainly meet Lord Chaitanya face to face.
任何一个听到了 Mukunda 的故事，内心无比喜悦的人，就一定能面对面的见到主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu。
Haribo, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki.
Jai.
Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki.
Jai.
Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki.
Jai.
Go Premanande.
Hare Hare.
Go.Hare Krishna, thank you very much.
非常感谢大家。
That's all.
就讲到这儿了。
You say it's sincere, is it? How do you say thank you?
谢谢。
谢谢。谢谢。I'm sorry. I don't speak Mandarin.
我这中文讲不了，很抱歉。
I can sort of manage Russian to some degree.
俄语我还能够稍微明白一点。
But it's taken about 15 years.
但是花了15年的时间。
I'm not intending learning Mandarin. Okay. Was this a question or something?
是不是有问题？
What's question in Mandarin? Huh? 问题。问题。
马尔吉非常有声音。
It's working。
非常感恩马尔吉这么精彩幽默的讲课。我的问题就是说，因为有一句话说，我们不可能使每一个人都对我们满意，舒服。所以有时候，通常情况下，我们的某些行为，或者是会让身边的一些人觉得不太舒服。那么这个时候算不算一种冒犯呢？但是我们是无意之间，而且我们不知道。那么对于这种结果的话，我们应该如果是冒犯的话，应该怎么去抵消这种冒犯？谢谢。
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your wonderful and humorous lecture. So you just mentioned that we shouldn't offend any devotees.
Right.
But sometimes, because we have our own personalities and maybe unconsciously we offend other people or make other people upset. And so if in that case we unconsciously commit some offenses, what would happen to us? What would be the result?
You go to hell.
你下地狱。
See you later.
回头见。
That's a joke.
不过我刚才说的是开玩笑。
Don't panic, all right.
你不要恐惧，不要吓坏了。
But, you know, our process, at least in English,is called Krishna consciousness.
那么我们的这个程序呢，至少在英文里是这样说的，叫 Krishna consciousness, 就是 Krishna 知觉。
Okay, you got the same idea, yeah. Means we are becoming conscious, aware.
就是说呢，我们要有这种知觉，或者说有这种觉知，要有这种意识。
So as you progress in Krishna consciousness,Gradually, you become more aware of everything that's going on around you.
也就是说呢，对于你在这个 Krishna 知觉中逐步进步的一个人来说，就逐渐会对周围的这个环境、周围的人事物呢，这种觉知力会越来越强。
So it'll become very unusual that you would offend someone.But you would just not know that you offended them at all.
所以说呢，逐渐的呢，就是说你冒犯别人的这种几率就会越来越少，几乎是不可能。所以说也不太会说你无意识的冒犯某一个人。
Sometimes it might happen by accident.
有的时候呢，是指一种意外的情况下。
But then still you would know. Ah, that, yeah.
但是你还会马上的就明白过来，可能我冒犯了对方。
But here's the good news.
不过呢，刚才说的是坏消息，现在我再把好消息给大家说一下。
Are you ready for some good news?
你们准备好了吗？听这个好消息。
Srila Prabhupada, one devotee approached Prabhupada and asked exactly the same question.
那曾经有一位奉献者就来到 Srila Prabhupada 的跟前，问了一个完全跟你刚才一样的问题。
That I've been practicing Krishna consciousness just for a little while.
他说呢，我修习了 Krishna 知觉已经有一小段时间了。
And I have just heard about offenses for the first time.
我第一次听说有冒犯这回事儿。
I didn't know they existed.
我根本就不知道还有冒犯这种东西。
Oh. Now I know there is such a thing.
我现在终于知道了还有冒犯这回事儿。
So Srila Prabhupada, I think that in the last, you know, whatever, since I became a devotee, a year or so, or two, whatever it is, I think I must have offended some devotees, but I just didn't know about it.
然后释迦牟尼就回答说，当时我成为奉献者大概也就一年多的这个时间吧，我就突然间觉得我自己好像冒犯了哪个奉献者，但是呢，是无意的，我不是没有怎么太多的察觉的。
So I don't know who I offended.
所以呢，我也不知道我究竟是冒犯了谁。
I don't know what I did.
我也不知道我做过什么。
What can I do about it?
那我该怎么办呢？
Am I just finished?
我是不是就完蛋了呢？
And Prabhupada gave very nice answer.
刚才我说错了，就刚才是那个奉献者讲的，我刚成为奉献者这种情况。然后修罗帕帕就回答他。
Prabhupada said every morning after Mangalarti.
他说呢，每天早上蒙格拉蒂结束，吉祥灯一结束之后。
As long as you're in Mangalarti.
只要你们还参加蒙格拉蒂。
But anyway, at least every morning, early in the morning.
然后呢，他说呢，每天早上清晨的时候。
You bow down.
你顶拜。
And you chant this mantra.
然后你就唱诵这一段曼陀罗。
Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha.So Prabhupada said, "You just do this every morning."
那 Prabhupada 就说你，你每天只要去顶拜，念诵这一段奉献者顶拜祷文。
And then any offenses like what you're talking about, unknowing, by mistake, etc.They'll all be removed.
那就像你刚才说的这种不知不觉中做下的这个冒犯，或者是意外的这种情况，然后做出这些冒犯，都可以通过你做的这个奉献者顶拜祷文呢，就可以消除。
And therefore, we do it every day.
所以这就是为什么我们每天早上都要念这段奉献者顶拜祷文。
At least in all of our temples, like here.
至少是所有的这个庙里都是这样的，就像这里的 Mayapur 的庙。
After Mangalarti, before we start chanting our japa.
在 Mangalarti 结束之后，就是在我们 japa 念诵之前，所有的人都要念奉献者顶拜祷文。
We chant that mantra.
就是这个曼陀罗。
Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Is that okay?
可以吗？
Any other comment or question?
还有其他的问题或者有什么评论补充吗？
Okay, one last one.
我们这是最后一个问题。他是没有说去地狱吧？大家都听到了吗？他说那个洗衣工被杀了之后下场不太好。You just mentioned that the washerman got killed and his consequence was not very good, was very bad.
Well, it's...
But in the scripture, it said that anyone who is killed personally by Krishna gets reparations. So how can we understand?
Yeah. So it doesn't say there But maybe he got impersonal liberation.
那么在这个经典里没有具体的描述，但是有可能他是得到了非人格的解脱。
And people might think, you might, we might think, oh, that's pretty good.
啊，那有的人，也许是你，就会觉得啊，这个非人格解脱也不错。
Maybe I should offend Krishna and kill me.
我也应该冒犯一下 Krishna， 让 Krishna 把我杀了。
Easy way out.
这样呢倒是很简单的。
But no,
这个简单的解脱。
This impersonal liberation is actually not a good thing.
但是事实上呢，这个非人格解脱其实是很不好的。
There's a verse. It's spoken by Prabodhananda Saraswati.
Prabodhananda Saraswati 他讲过这样一段诗节。
Kaivalya Narakayate.That Kaivalya means impersonal liberation. Narakayate is like hell.
啊，那么他说到呢，就是这个非人格的这个解脱，就好像下地狱一样。
You're familiar with that verse?
明白吗？你们熟悉这个世界呢？
Yeah.
世界吗？
So Srila Jiva Goswami discusses this point.
那么Srila Jiva Goswami呢，就这一个要点呢，他就展开了一个讨论。
That impersonal liberation, the devotees consider it the same as hell.
那么对于奉献者来说，他说呢，就是对于奉献者来说，这个非人格解脱无异于是下地狱。
And the demons who are killed by Krishna, normally what would you expect to happen to a demon? You'd expect he'd go to hell.
啊，那么就是比如说一个恶魔，他是被Krishna 杀死的话，你们会不会觉得他会下地狱呢？
So, but now these demons they get liberation.
但是呢，这些恶魔其实是得到了解脱。
But it's the same as going to hell.
但是这个跟下地狱是一样的。
So Jiva Goswami says it is like a trick.
啊，所以呢 ，Jiva Goswami 就说这就好像是一个圈套一样。
You know, you're a demon. You should go to hell.
就是说你是这个，你是一个恶魔。原本来说你应当是下地狱的。
But you get killed by the Lord, you get liberation, and you think, wow, that's pretty good.
但是呢，你是被这个神。至尊主亲自的杀死，然后你就得到非人格解脱，然后你自己还觉得特别好。
But it's a trick. It's not good.
但实际上是并不好的，是一个像一个诡计一样。
And he says, "What would you expect a demon to get?"
那么他就说呢，就是说，那你觉得一个恶魔应该得到什么下场呢
？You expect him to go to hell.
你一定会觉得他要去地狱的。
And that's what basically happens.
但实际上就是这样。
Yeah.
恶魔就是这样一个下场，
you know,
其实就是下地狱。
Some of them get another one of the types of liberation, not Sayujya.
那么有人呢，他得到了这一种解脱，不是说 Sayujya 那种。
Agasura, he got Sarupya Mukti.
Agasura 他得到的是 Sarupya 的这种解脱。
So some of the demons who are killed by the Lord, they get like a Vaishnav type of liberation.
所以说有一些恶魔呢，他们是被 Krishna 杀死的，然后他们得到的那个结果，这种解脱呢，就好像是 Vaishnava 的解脱一样的。
But you know why Agasura, you know why he didn't get impersonal liberation?
那为什么阿格苏拉他没有得到就是解脱吗？个人的这个解脱
？Because he was the brother of Putana.
因为他是Putana 的兄弟。
And Putana was now a devotee.
那 Putana 他已经是一个奉献者了。
Yeah. So because he is, and he was very dear to Putana. So because he was very dear to a devotee.He didn't go to hell or get impersonal liberation.
所以说呢，因为呢，他是非常的爱 Putana， 而 Putana 是一个奉献者，所以说呢，因为他这个爱这个奉献者呢，所以说呢，他就没有得到非人格的，就是类似于下地狱一样的这种解脱。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Now, just one very last thing.
还有最后一个事情。
We are, would you believe, would you just believe?
你们能相信吗？
We are going to give an initiation.
我们今天有一个启迪仪式。我们要给一个奉献者启迪。
To a devotee from China. Oh, there she is. I have one other disciple who is Chinese.
又有了一个做中国的奉献者做门徒。
But she lives in Singapore.
但是她住在新加坡。
Very nice devotee.
Very, 是一个非常好的奉献者。
She speaks Mandarin.
她会讲汉语，讲得很好。
Okay, so this is Bhakti. In English, we would say Anna.
Anna, 她的英文的名字叫 Anna.
In Mandarin, what is it again?
Yan. 中文名字。韩燕。
韩燕。Okay.
韩燕。
I'm just going to say Anna. Is that okay?
那我就说简单的吧 ，Anna 好吗
？Okay. Okay. She is married to Gaura Lila Prabhu. Do you know Gaura Lila?
她嫁给了 Gaura Lila Prabhu.
Yeah. Okay. from Russia or Kazakhstan.
那是哈萨克斯坦的奉献者，或者是德国的、俄罗斯的奉献者哈。
So now, first of all, we want you to tell us in any language.
你可以用任何一种语言，首先跟我们讲。
What are the four regulative principles you're vowing to follow?
这个规范原则是什么？不吃鱼肉蛋。
No, four.
不吸食麻醉品，不赌博，不非法性生活。
Is that all? Really? That was short.
就这一点，听起来很短。
okay, I take your word for it.
好吧，就算你都说了。
I will trust you.
我相信你。
But how many rounds of Hare Krishna mantra minimum will you chant every day?
每天至少要念诵多少圈的 Hare Krishna mantra?
每天念诵16圈完成。
Slow chant.
At least 16 rounds every day.
Okay, what's 16?
16, 16.
16.
16, 10 is 10. 6 is 6. So 16.
Okay, Hare Krishna.Very good.
很好。
So her husband's name is Gaura Lila.
她的帕布先生的名字叫 Gaura Lila.
Means the pastimes of Lord Gauranga.
那主 Gauranga 的逍遥时光。
I'm going to give you Anna.
Anna, 我现在给你一个。
A sort of a related type of name.
跟她的这个名字相关。
It's a name of the pastimes of Srimati Radharani.
是 Srimati Radharani 的逍遥时光的名字。
And yeah, so it's got Leela in it.
所以这个名字里面也有 Leela, 就是逍遥时光这个词。
What it means is nectarian pastimes.
它的意思是甘露般的逍遥时光。
From okay, from today on, you'll be known as.
从今天开始，你的名字是
Amrita Leela Devi Dasi.
Amrita Leela Devi Dasi. Amrita, 不朽的甘露 Amrita Leela Devi Dasi.
Amrita Leela Devi Dasi.
你再重复一遍自己。
Amrita Leela Devi Dasi.
Yes. Yes, sir. I'll write it down for you.
我会写下来给你的。
In English.
用英语写。
Or Russian.
或者俄语。
Which is easier? Russian.
这样更容易。
You can read Russian.
你看得懂俄语吗
？Okay.
有一点点，
okay.
一点点。
Amrita Leela Devi Dasi K.
Jai.
Hare Krishna.That's all.
好，今天就到这里了。再开始。什么时候？什么时候？现在 Amrita Leela Devi Dasi 想请咕噜给大家布施这个 prasadam， 就是大家留一下。